Oh, Dwayne, here we are, days after Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving in Alamogordo?
It was real good. I spent my Thanksgiving with the ladies at Our Savior Lutheran Church, and they did a good meal. How about you?
Oh, I spent it at home. I had two Thanksgiving, one with the family and one at home later that evening, where we had smoked turkey and smoked ham and plenty of leftovers for all weekend long.
All right.
Here we are, a new week, and man, I'm telling you, is it the season that's causing this? But there was an armed robbery on Friday night in Alamogordo.
Yes, a 26-year-old man went into the Allsups up on 10th and Scenic and brandished what appeared to be a grenade.
A grenade?
Yep, and he also lifted up his shirt and showed a firearm in his waistband. So he left there with an undisclosed amount of cash, and the police continued their investigation of it. It happened about 1 o'clock on Friday, 1 a.m.
Oh, 1 a.m.
Friday. Okay. Yeah, it was early, in the morning, and there were no customers in the store, but there were two clerks, and he left there, and they canvassed the area, and they couldn't find him. But on Monday, about 12:30 a.m., the police got a report of two people trying to open up cars in the parking lot of Walmart, and they went over there, and by the time they got over there, the people had left, but they had gotten a description of the vehicle and a description of the two people, and police were able to identify Nathan Warner in connection with the armed robbery over at Allsup's, and they discovered that the grenade was a training grenade, so it wasn't
a live grenade.
Live grenade, and they were able to arrest him and do search warrants on his vehicles and found a bunch of other evidence on him, and were able to arrest him for armed robbery, aggravated assault, a bunch of other things, and that he was also had a warrant from the corrections department because he had been on probation, I believe it is, for an earlier offense where he was served 2 years in prison. So got him off the streets, but Alamogordo Police Department is really emphasizing the fact that even though Alamogordo is a small town, that people need to lock their doors of their vehicles.
That is true.
In this case, the guys that were going through this Nathan Warner trying doors on vehicles, they were all locked, so they really want to emphasize that there is crime in this town, just may not be as much, but to be aware out there.
Yeah, and it's that time of year where the police definitely recommends that you are safe when you are out and about shopping.
Yes, they do. And to always be aware of your surroundings, go to lighted areas, and make sure those doors are locked.
Okay, Dwayne. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
All right, thank you.